Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia, and I'm joined here on our talk and text line by Drew Brees. Normally, Bobby J would be here today, but Drew, I got to tell you, he's going to visit his younger son, Bo, in St. Louis. And so he told me, hey, tell Drew I'll be back next week. I was like, okay, you told him that once already, just a couple of weeks back, but we all good with it. And kind of just a little bit of a side road deal here, but Bo is involved, along with his father-in-law, in a company you know really well. Small Sliders in St. Louis.
I like it. He's one of our franchisees up there. Small Sliders is growing like crazy. You know, founded in Baton Rouge back in 2018. Actually started by Brandon Landry, who was the founder of Walk-Ons. And, you know, I joined the partnership with Walk-Ons back in 2015 and then was, you know, the first investor alongside Brandon in Smalls, helping to build out the Baton Rouge market. And now we've been able to franchise about 45 units now. Nationwide, mainly in the Southeast, but growing up into the Midwest as well. So, best cheeseburger slide you've ever had in your life.
Hey, there's one right up the road from me out in Thibodeau, and I think they have plans to do one in the Houma area too on the bayou.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got most of the markets in Texas and then throughout the Southeast have been grabbed by franchisees. And then, you know, we're continuing to expand throughout the rest of the country. So really excited about that brand and everything that we're able to build with it.
Drew, I was going to throw you a football question, but I'll tell you this. Sunday, normally I listen to Mike Hawes and Deuce McAllister do the broadcast, but I wanted to hear it from you. And I thought, man, you did a great job. And I told this to Bob. It's kind of like, you know, like you're taking reps, okay? You can't learn that from any book or anything else, okay? You got to do it. And I thought you did one hell of a job in calling that Saints-Falcons game. I really was impressed. And I know you say, I got to improve from last week. Well, you did. You did a great job this week.
Yeah, thank you. No, I mean, it's reps, you know, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I think it's becoming a lot more natural. You know, there's definitely a flow and a rhythm to the game. You know, there's no doubt, there's no doubt from an X's and O's perspective, you know, it'd be easy to sit there and take every play and just break it down to the nth degree. You know, in most cases, you don't have time to do that. In some special cases, it's really fun to be able to do that, especially for the fan who, you know, really appreciates, you know, that level of detail and insight. But you also have to, you know, be able to communicate it in a way that also appeals to maybe just kind of the average fan or somebody who's just, you know, kind of, you know, very high, he just wants real high level, you know. But there's always insight, you know, that's gained. And certainly my relationships with a lot of these guys, a lot of these players. I mean, for example, you know, Kirk Cousins is a guy who I've had multiple phone conversations with throughout his 15-year career. He's come out to visit me in the offseason to sit down and talk X's and O's, to talk, concepts, to talk leadership, to talk, you know, just taking care of your body and recovery and just being a quarterback. And so it's fun to be able to then now do games and then have all this insight about guys and just have an even deeper understanding of their journey and then just be able to communicate that, you know, like doing a game like that, even though, you know, deep down I'm rooting for my Saints, you know, I'm able to talk about a guy like Cousins who I've got, you know, a great respect for and, you know, excited for the opportunity he now has to kind of step back in the saddle. And, you know, Jimmy Graham was there, obviously being honored as our legend of the game. And, you know, here's Kyle Pitts on the other side, who's kind of physically the traits are this, you know, are the same as Jimmy. And yet, you know, he hasn't had the career yet. And so it's, but that kind of gave me an opportunity to talk about Jimmy Graham and what he meant to the game and, you know, the type of player he was and how he's kind of revolutionized the position and kind of makes people look at tight ends differently. And, you know, I think you see the use of tight ends differently because of guys like him. And so, look, it's insight like that that I think is really unique that just, you know, the average broadcaster may not be able to add. But certainly I think it's that balance of not only knowledge of the X's and O's, relationships with the guys on the field so you can give really great insight as to who they are and their profile, and then just kind of a deeper understanding just the situation, you know, and helping guide people and let them, you know, understand how they could be looking at the game, you know, differently and how they could anticipate what's coming.
True. One of the things we've seen with the Saints throughout the season has been their failures when they get, you know, inside the 40-yard line and really near the goal line, where it becomes sometimes it's almost look like a trick play type deal to trick you. Trick an opponent into gaining.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yardage or trying to get a touchdown. We had on Mark Schlereff during the weekend. Mark was, you know what it comes down to? Sometimes you just got to say, I'm going to run the ball. And, you know, I might not get it the first time, but I'm going to continue running it. And it's the physicality part. And he said, based off of that, then you can do a lot of different things in the passing game. But the Saints, I think, inability to consistently run the ball well is a big cause of why they have not been able to convert when they get down, you know, inside the 10 or inside the 5 or inside even the 30-yard line, and you got to settle for field goals. And even that didn't work this week because Groupie missed a couple of them. Your thoughts on how the running game helps you so much, especially in those conversion downs, if it's a third down play or if it's to get into the end zone?
Well, yeah, I would say especially against a team like Atlanta who, you know, that defense was really built for speed, you know, speed and pressure. You know, the way that they, you know, kind of went out and drafted those two defensive ends in the draft. And then, you know, a lot of their DBs, you know, that they kind of have as these hybrid players. I mean, bottom line is, you know, they thrive on you being in the third and longer situations. And so the more that you can run the football, the more that you can stay ahead of the sticks and get in a third manageable, just the more chances of success you're going to have. And really, a lot of what it comes down to, too, is just avoiding negative plays. You know, I felt like we had too many negative plays. Obviously, the snap over Taysom's head was unfortunate, you know, when we were inside the one-yard line. And, you know, that just compounded, you know, when they called him for, intentional grounding, which, you know, when you go back and look at it, I think he was outside the pocket. So, but nonetheless, you know, to make it, you know, Saints had four possessions inside the 30-yard line and got 3 points. You know, I mean, that's not going to win you any games right now. If three quarters of those turned into touchdowns, it's a completely different ball game, right? Maybe we're having a different conversation. So yes, running the football in the red zone is important. Not you know, avoiding negative plays. So just don't take sacks, no penalties, stupid penalties. And then I think your play selection is also important. You know, you're trying to put guys in positions where, you know, you're not opening yourself up to the negative play. You know, the thing that I think, just look, you know, watching the game, obviously from the broadcast booth, is I felt like Tyler Shuck did a great job. While we didn't get, you know, many big play opportunities down the field in the pass game, I felt like he did a nice job of checking the ball down. And even, you know, because I think from a play caller's perspective, if you know that, hey, the worst thing that happens when you call a shot play is the QB checks it down and you get a 7-yard gain, I mean, you're going to sit there and call shot plays all game long. And eventually, you're going to get some opportunities and you'll capitalize on them. But if it's not there, then you check it down. And this is when Kamara was out of the game, right? You know, so this is when we got Neil, and who did a great job. But I think that's just the mindset you got to have, you know, is that avoid negative plays, take the positive plays, even if it's not, you know, the shots aren't there, you're checking it down, you're getting, staying ahead of the change, you're running the ball effectively. I thought we ran the ball well with our three tight end packages. You know, Taysom was a lot more involved. I think that was probably in large part because when Alvin went out, you know, he got a bunch of reps at running back, which wasn't anticipated. But nonetheless, that to me is the winning formula.
Bobby wanted me to ask you this, and I'm going to throw it to you because him and I have had this conversation. When you played, how many times, percentage-wise, y'all had three tight ends? Now you see the Rams, they do it standard. And they started that like two or three games into the season. Sean McVay decided, hey, you know, I got three tight ends, I'm going to run that 13 personnel. We've seen it in Buffalo. They do a ton of it also. And the advantages of having the three tight ends, and now especially because a lot of the tight ends, they look like kind of pumped up wide receivers, to be honest. But the advantages of that 13 personnel and how some teams are using it today.
Well, you do it for a couple of reasons. You know, look, Atlanta did it. I'd say 60% of Atlanta snaps were in 13 personnel. Now, they were absent Drake London. So I think they did it out of necessity, right? It was, okay, we got to figure out a way to run the football well, which they hadn't done, and also manufacture some big plays. So what do you do in 13? Well, first off, you get the other team's base personnel on the field, and if the other team chooses not to play base personnel, it's because 70% of our game currently is played in nickel. In other words, like nickel defense. You know, 70% of the time, the defensive personnel that's out there is five DBs. That's just the way that our game is played right now. And so some coaches will play, they'll play their personnel to the situation as opposed to matching the personnel of the opposing offense. So basically what you're saying is you're going to put three tight ends out there to now block a nickel defense, which you would say, hey, that favors the offense, right? You got 250, 60-pound tight ends blocking DBs as opposed to defensive ends, outside linebackers. So, you know, you're going to maybe have more opportunities in the run game. If they do go base defense, in most cases, they're stacking the box to stop the run, and you're getting single safety defense, which then gives you opportunities in the passing game to make plays because you're going to like your matchups with your tight ends on linebackers in the passing game, and you're getting single high defense, which means you're getting opportunities for those deep over routes and the wheel routes, and it's often a heavy play action where you have opportunities to really get guys down the field and protect it. So that's the reason why, you know, everybody does that. I would say also it's kind of a nightmare for a defensive coordinator when you've got, you know, all of these different things to worry about, right? You gotta have your base defense package, your sub defense package, what's your empty package, what's your, you know, if you're going up against Taysom Hill, what's your Taysom Hill package, and then what's your 13 prep package. So it's just one more thing that a defensive coordinator has to sit there and prepare for each week.
Last question for you, Drew. You brought it up about Devin Neal, and I think, you know, with Kamara's injury, he is now going to sort of be the bell cow for him at running back. From what you've been able to see, and also talking to people with the Saints, your thoughts on Devin Neal, who's certainly a different style runner than Kamara, totally.
Yeah, but man, I tell you what, he made the most out of every opportunity he got in that game, both in the run game, but especially just catching checkdowns. Again, like to check the ball down to a guy like him, and he breaks the tackle at, you know, 2 yards and turns it into 7 or 8 yards, like that is a massive win for the offense. Like that's a huge positive play. And he did it. It looked like it was fairly effortless. You know, he got the most out of every play that came his way. And so I think that's what I was impressed with, was wasn't like he was trying to do too much. He was hitting the hole. He was earning the hard yards. And then he was really doing a nice job in the pass game with the checkdowns.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us. What game you got this week?
Well, you said the Rams. Speaking of Rams, I'm Rams at the Panthers.
Ooh.
So I get to see the Panthers coming off that tough Monday night game. And then the Rams are rolling right now. So studying them right now, which is fun. You know, getting a chance to study all these offenses and defenses for that matter, and obviously a lot of our divisional opponents as well. So that's another perk of the job, you know. I get to kind of study all these teams and see what everybody's doing.
Well, one thing, you're not happy if you see them on the schedule right now the way they're rolling, because Matt Stafford right now is playing as good as anybody in this league. Man, he is on a roll for a guy who didn't take a snap in training camp, did not play any preseason, was not even at the practices. And to look at him, the way he throws the ball in that no-look stuff, sideways, wow. You marvel at the way Stafford can throw it, because he can gut it any different direction.
He's probably one of the more natural throwers that I've ever seen. He's a really good baseball player. He was Clayton Kershaw's catcher in high school. Did you know that?
No, but I heard it recently.
At Highland Park in Dallas.
Yeah, man, he's something else to watch.
He's supernatural throwing the ball, and he can throw it from a bunch of different arm angles. And he's got the clutch gene too. You know, he's a really good fourth quarter player. So yeah, I root for the veteran guys. You know, yeah. And he's got a pretty good squad around him. You know,
he sure does.
Fun to throw to Puka and Devontae Adams.
Yeah. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You got it. Hey, and go visit us at Small Sliders over there on Clearview and Elmwood before your Thanksgiving meal tomorrow. You know, that'll get you primed and ready.
Thank you, Drew. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All righty. That was our exclusive here on WWL. Quarterback to quarterback, but just one quarterback this week because Bobby's out of town. I want to thank Drew Brees for joining us this afternoon. We'll be back to finish it up here on our number one of sports talk right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.